Forward. Thank you, Chase. 6:03 tonight, as we normally do. Is there any? I think we did all the introductions. Rex Cross and Darlene, welcome. Everybody else, I think we recognize. Is there any public comment before we get into the meeting? Hearing none. Okay, for you new folks, if this is your first time, Zoom's kind of clunky, but if we start rattling off things and having dialogue and you have a question or anything, just raise your hand and we'll stop. We kind of take public comment throughout the meeting. So feel free to ask whatever you got. With that said, Chase has got the agenda on the screen. Does anybody have any issues with the agenda, or can we get a motion to approve it?
Move to approve.
Thank you. Any second?
Second, this is Megan.
Thanks, Megan. All right. All in favor to approve the agenda as presented, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Recording in progress.
Amanda, did you say aye as well?
Oh, sorry. Yes, aye.
Okay.
And
How
Gary?
about Gary? Gary, I can't hear you if you said something. Okay. Well, can we pass the motion with four ayes and then maybe have a fifth if Gary texts me or pops on with sound later?
I don't see why not.
You good with that, Mr. Condit?
Yes, sorry, I turned my mic off.
No problem. All right, perfect. Agenda is approved as presented. Okay, so we've got some meeting minutes to go through, one from the 6th of last month, and then the 26th annual board of directors meeting as well. I think everybody's had enough time to review the meeting minutes. I did have one kind of last minute comment that I overlooked the first time Janelle sent it out, but it's probably a non-issue. So I don't even know if I'll bring it up, but is this the 3/6 or the, oh, February 26th? Okay. So we got the February 26th. Oh, there we go. I warned you newcomers, Zoom is clunky, so you're just gonna have to deal with it. All right. Does anybody have any comments, questions, concerns about the meeting from the 26th? And if not, can we get a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the 26th, please?
Move to approve.
Second.
Perfect. Thank you, ladies. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor to approve the meeting minutes from the 26th, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Heard four ayes. So emotional carry, and we'll check in with Gary when he gets sound.
Excuse me, can you clarify who was the second on that motion, please?
Amanda.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did anybody have any comment about the meeting from the 26th that Chase sent out with edits? Or if not, I can bring up my comment. But
Are you talking about the sixth meeting?
from the, yeah, sorry, I'm, yeah, I'm sorry, from the 6th. Okay, hearing none. So I'll bring it up. The only thing that I wanted to clarify, and maybe you folks read this maybe differently than I do, but in that paragraph right where Chase's cursor is, it re the way I read it is it almost sounds like Debbie Murphy made a comment that the site design review was in regards to a small piece of land within the SDIC, which obviously Bible College is not a small piece of land by any measure. So I think what she was referring to was the pump itself, but I don't remember that for sure. So if we could just maybe talk about that or clarify that, if nobody has an issue with it. I mean, we all know that the site design review is not in regards to a small piece of land.
Which paragraph?
The one that starts with
Oh,
Jeff.
yeah, got it. Jeff Condit.
There you go. Thanks, Chase.
Why do we need to have that phrase there?
Yeah, I don't think
I think if I just I sort of have the same reaction to it as Rob. It's not something I think she would have said. So I would probably just take it out.
Okay. Board, is there any issue with removing that from the minutes? Okay, hearing none, we'll remove it, and there you go.
I'll move to approve the minutes as amended.
Second.
Perfect. Thank you, ladies. Any discussion? Okay. The motion is to approve the minutes as presented. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye. As amended, but yeah.
Aye. Amended. Thank you. Yeah. Sorry.
Aye.
Megan, did you say aye already?
I did, yes.
Okay. So we got four ayes. So the motion will carry.
Great.
Chase, you edited so quick. It went from amended to presented in like 3 seconds.
Coolio.
All right, moving right along. There's no president's meeting or president's message. Gosh, I can't read tonight. There's no president's message, but we're going to roll right into company financial review and expenditure approvals once Chase has it up on the screen. It's all yours, Chase.
Okay, so expenditures were pretty, I guess, ordinary. The power bill, a little bit higher than I suspected, but it also, this would be our first month with the new utility rates. Mm-hmm. And so I expected a little bit of a bump there, but it has been really wet. I mean, we've been pumping quite a bit of water. The majority of the district's still pretty saturated, so it's not a total surprise. Other than that, it's pretty much just kind of our standard monthly expenses. There's nothing really that jumps off the page. the only thing is if you go to the P&L, kind of just from my standpoint, looking forward, because we still have all of April, May, and June. So we have 3 months left of the budget. and we had planned to go over budget by about 60,000. It's just as part of our did infrastructure and whatnot. And, you know, our net income to date, we're already running behind about 18,000. And if you just kind of start tallying up, you know, the next 3 months, the power bills, and we'll still have, there's still some expenses that are kind of, I would say, guaranteed to come through, a lot of our subscriptions, stuff like that. You also have wages and labor. And then, of course, there's most of our assessments for the year have come in, which that's normal. It all comes in like November, December. So that's why I've kind of pulled back on a lot of the operations, just keeping us mindful of the budget, especially in around like logging and clearing. And that money that was set aside for those, you know, that got those kind of took a pretty big hit when we had that electrical failure. And so just kind of keeping that in mind, I'm cognizant of it and I'm tracking it. I'm just, you know, trying to project out till we get to the end of the year, you know, and now with the grant application that we had that came through, that's going to be another expense that wasn't really in the budget per se. And so that's just, I'm kind of tracking that, if you will, as we're moving forward. So does anybody have any questions on that?
Nope. Makes sense to me.
Okay, with that, I think Janelle had requested a $16,000 transfer from the state pool.
I move to approve the financials as presented and the $16,000 transfer.
Second.
Perfect. Thank you, ladies. Any discussion? All right. Thanks, Chase. So we need to, I'm going to read this real quick. All right. So the motion is to approve the agenda the financials as presented and the state pool transfer. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect. Okay. There's four ayes. Thank you, ladies. Motion carries.
Here it is. Sorry. Okay, so we'll jump into the manager's reports. I guess if we want to just start off right away, I'll kind of skip down to it. The kind of the big ticket item on here is the Business Oregon grant that we applied for. Well, it started a couple of months ago, and this last week or 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, I was notified from Business Oregon that we received the grant application was approved for the full amount of the engineering design minus our match that we have to match. And so I guess it, I know when we had spoke last fall about this, we were hoping that maybe it would get closer towards our budget year in June. But it, I guess it happened quicker, which is a good thing because timing wise, I have no official word, but after talking to Business Oregon that once we get the engineering design done, that the project itself could be eligible for a Business Oregon grant. It would be a matching grant, like similar to the one we have. That's unofficial. There's no, we know they haven't said anything. But once we get the engineering done and we can get the, you know, we'll have to solicit bids. And then once we get, you know, the public bids, we can go back to Business Oregon. And maybe by that time, if we can get it done quick enough, we can discuss it during budgeting in June. If it's something we want to step forward with. And then from there, it could be a little tricky because, I mean, obviously, this is going to shut down the entire pump station. So time is of the essence when we do that. And so it's going to be, that's going to be the big question is if we can get the time frame of this thing working forward. That's assuming you want to approve the funds for the grant right now. I don't know if anybody wanted to talk about that, if they had any questions. I know we covered it in length before.
I think the only thing I wanted to add is that just kind of for some of the folks who might not be as familiar with this project as we are, this project was a major infrastructure improvement project that we I guess we became aware of and considered and are pursuing as part of our long-term strategic planning and SWOT analysis that we performed a few years ago. So this is a step in that direction to accomplish that project. And there's more of that on our website in much better detail than I just explained it. Any discussion, board, or any comments?
Think we need to do it. That's my comment.
The matching funds would obviously are not in the budget. So it would have to be, we'd basically be dipping into our savings, which it's not going to be a big hit to the savings. But since it's not in budget, I think we should at least make a motion to recognize it and approve it. And then, probably as part of that motion, authorize me to sign the Business Oregon documentation for the district. And Jeff had a chance to look at the documents. He said they look standard Oregon Business Oregon contracts. So everything's good to go, I guess, as long as we can get approval.
Okay.
You want to do that now?
Yeah, if we could.
Okay.
I just have it. It's a line item on the agenda, so I
I
figured
know, and I don't know how to capture what you just said.
I would make a motion to move to approve execution of the grant agreement with Business Oregon and authorize the general manager to execute all necessary documents.
So moved. Thank
Second.
you, Mr. Condit.
Second.
Perfect. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Mr. Condit. Okay. All in favor, and I'm not even going to try to repeat it, but all in favor of the motion that's on the table, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Megan, Amanda, I
Aye.
didn't hear you guys. Oh, there you are.
Oh, Megan again. Aye.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, ladies. All right. Motion carries. And thanks, Chase, for all the hard work with that Business Oregon
Wow.
grant application. That's a huge deal
Amazing.
for us.
It is.
Okay, we'll jump back into the manager's report. Like I said, there's we're kind of in that, I guess, buffer season where it's not really dry enough to start, you know, field operations quite yet. It's been very wet. And so, but we have been working on mainly just siphon breakers around the main pump station, the Evans. As I mentioned in the past, the parts have become more available, if you will. And so, oh, there it started. And so that's what we've just been going through them one by one. You know, we kind of have to go in between pumping. The pumps are running and we can't have it torn apart at the same time. So we're just kind of moving pumps along and going through the siphons at the same time. And then, as we did in the past, kind of jump backwards here, the Evans number 3 motor, that Energy Smart Industrial, which we've done for the previous two, they came out. We logged the amp draws on the new motor, a rebuilt motor, and I submitted all the repair costs. And I'm hoping he indicated, Christian said that those grant funds or those incentive funds are still available through the PUD. So I'm hoping we'll get the same. I think it was like 2 or 3,000 bucks in the past. So it's definitely worth our time to do.
Yeah, so good, Chase.
And our Mercury TMDL plan from the Oregon DEQ, I had that submitted on April 1st. I just kind
What
of,
does that entail again? Can you remind me?
it's basically, I'm trying to see how to shorten this. It's basically a bunch of different entities around the state of Oregon DEQ, along with EPA, basically said, you know, there's too much mercury in the Multnomah Channel.
I'm sorry, I remember that part. I just meant what we have, what are required, what are we required to do annually?
We just submit a report that says we're using best management practices on our operations, which for us, it's basically how we clean our ditches. And then when we do like any work on the levee or anything like that, we're supposed to overseed it. It's basically to control erosion is the main purpose of it.
Okay.
And that's, we basically just have to submit a report that, yeah, we did this. And the first one, this was our first one. And so there was some other requirements. I added a web page to our website, trying to do public outreach is what they call it. So people in the district or in our area have access to information for best practices to control erosion.
Okay.
So you can see it. Actually, I'll switch over there real quick. It's right here on the bottom under resources. Everybody see that?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Another one.
Yeah.
Water control operations. Pretty standard this time. The only thing, the Honeyman pump has come back online. The landowner's trying to draw the water down prior to farming. And like I said, vegetation control is looking ahead, weather permitting. It's still really wet out there. There really hasn't been any updates to the 408, which I'm not surprised. They're kind of in between the 60 to 90% packages. There's still no update on the West consultants. Tried to reach out to the city. I haven't heard anything back. They're the ones that kind of put the stop to that for right now. And I haven't heard any updates from them. We did finally get the checklist from the Army Corps of Engineers, about 500 pages in all its glory. The letters for the certification of the levy we received, and the letter for the continuing eligibility in the Section 8499 RIP program, we also received that letter with it. And then the checklist is basically all the stuff along the levee district. Some of them are what they call rated items, which is important, and others are just, you know, smaller encroachments with different rating classifications as it goes. There wasn't anything in there that jumped off the page to me, and there wasn't anything I didn't really know about. But we do need to kind of all use it to prioritize projects as we move over the next 5 years, because there's reoccurring inspections that we need to do, but I want to try to spread it out so we're not trying to do it all in one summer, essentially, because most of our stuff is summer based only.
And those reoccurring inspections, are those are annual or biannual?
Every 5 years.
Oh, there's every 5 years. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so like the pump station, so like Now, moving forward, we have to video inspect the discharge lines for the pump stations.
Yeah,
But
right.
we also have to inspect those culverts that you and I worked on last year, the tide gate culverts. I don't want to try to do all of that in one summer. So this summer, I'm going to try to do the video inspecting, and then we'll just kind of, try to spread these things out over 5 years so we're not, crammed into one summer.
I don't know if you or I could even physically fit, or if we'd want to go into those discharge lines. We might want to send a robot in.
Yeah. They make perfect little camera robots to go up
Yeah,
those.
perfect. I'm gonna start
Yeah,
eating
you're not
most
fine.
of
Yeah, the only way you'd find me in one of those is dead. I
the
would not go.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Go
Gosh.
inspect the discharge lines. No, you go inspect
Yeah.
the discharge lines. Yeah.
Okay. Guess with that, we already talked about the Business Oregon grant. We did the letter from Glacier Northwest last meeting. We talked at length about Jeff Condit reviewed it. There's nothing in there that concerned him, so I went ahead and signed it, sent it back to Glacier. They had their meeting. I don't know if Rob, you want to update, but it sounds like everything went pretty good for your guys' end.
Yeah, it was just the county's site design review meeting. It was pretty short and sweet. I want to say it was like 37, 38 minutes long. It was really, really short. But long and the short of it is that they just voted unanimously to approve the site design with conditions. And those conditions are going to send Glacier to other governing agencies, Dagami, et cetera.
Kind of like I said too, moving forward, kind of work through the checklist, the USAID's checklist for our inspection priorities. And as part of this, there is going to be some updates to the O&Ms and our emergency action plans. And those are probably going to take me some time to get incorporated in there. So this is probably going to be over the next several months. Definitely before budgeting, obviously, by 1st of June should have a really good idea kind of what we're going to tackle this next year. I already know of two projects that are kind of we have to do, and so those are going to be part of the budget, and one of them is going to be a it's going to be bad.
It's gonna be bad financially or bad operationally or both.
Financially and operationally.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Also, on the rental home, there is nothing new to report. I spoke to Harlow today.
And I have nothing in personnel, so kind of boring. Guess that's a good thing.
Morgan is good. I'm glad the course sent you the checklist and the recertification. So that's awesome.
Okay. Your manager's reports are never boring.
All right. I think we're May 8th meeting.
Yeah. Can everybody take a quick peek at their schedule for May 8th? Make sure we don't have any conflicts. If we do, let me know.
Already on my calendar.
Okay, same. Amanda, Megan, Gary, how's the eighth look? Janelle?
It's fine. It's fine, thanks.
This is Megan, and it looks okay to me so far.
Okay, Mr. Connett, you good with the eighth?
You're muted.
Yes, it looks fine now with one proviso. There's a possibility that the hearing I'm going to be involved in gets extended to the evening of the 8th. But I don't think that's going to happen. And if it does, I'll let Rob and Chase know and we'll see what we can do.
Perfect. Okay.
Can I ask you a question, Chase?
Yep.
So these two links that you sent to us regarding the the frequently asked
Oh,
questions and the firm revisions explanation.
correct.
Yeah. Did Mr. Condit review those, or were we planning to have him do that?
I know in the last meeting we talked about some of the frequently asked questions to add to the website. I lifted most of those from Multnomah County, so I figured it had already been kind of vetted. but I would hoping that kind of get the sign off on it before I post it to the web page.
Karen, I did read them and they looked fine to me.
Oh, okay, great. Then that really answers my question. And what do you want to do next on that, Chase?
Well, I was thinking
it's not on the agenda, so maybe we should talk about it next month or.
Well, it's not really a motion. It's just
okay.
We already talked about it. It's just a
yeah, we did. You're
it's
right.
A page on our website. It's not like it's a business decision.
No, you're right. I think it's really good, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. And you had a question about keeping it short and sweet or whatever, and you know, sticking to the legal and not having too much narrative there. And I think that's probably smart.
Okay.
If people have questions, they can always contact you. And I probably will have like two or three small typos to tell you about.
That's it? Oh, just two or three?
Yeah.
You three? That's it?
I think just three.
Dang, Chase, you're doing all right.
Can you believe it?
English is not my strong.
No, I'm so annoying. I don't know how you stand it.
It's all right. You keep us honest. You're not annoying at all. And you make well. You make us our spelling look less derelict too. So we appreciate that.
If you say so. All righty then.
Okay.
Got a rock manager and a cattle rancher. Someone's got to keep us in line.
Yeah. No English studies in concrete management, apparently.
Aw, you're a good writer. I don't think I believe you for one second.
All right. So we've got, for those of you that are attending virtually and not on the phone, we've got the list of upcoming, we've got our annual calendar pulled up with which basically hosts a list of things that we look at the end of all of our meetings and make sure that we're on top of things. So we're looking at May and June now, I guess, right? April, May, and June.
Yeah. The rental home would be the big one. Because the current, now you're testing my brain here. So the current contract expires. I think it's in August, but you have to give, if we make a decision, you still have to post 180 days ahead of time if there's any changes for the tenant, if there's any change to rent or anything. And so I put it in here as May because I talked to Harlow and she said, well, if you do a decision, it's got to, of course, go to her. And then she has to post. And then the tenant has, I think, 180 days or something.
Are
or
you remind me, are you referring to raising the rent or?
Yeah, what? That would be the main issue of anything.
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. if we want to continue the residency, raise the rent, or do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We should still at least cover it.
Yeah.
Because then that, if we do make a change, it gives us the buffer.
So
will that be an agenda item for discussion next month then?
If we need to make a decision on that next month, is there any information that we need ahead of time?
Probably reach out to Harlow and see if she has done, I don't know when she does her walkthroughs.
Not till July usually.
Yeah.
One thing Harlow could probably review though is like a rental index or whatever index they use, you know,
yeah.
And maybe we could just get a feel for what that rental index is and then use it as a, at least to inform our decision next month.
Well, and she provided us comparables last year.
Yep.
But I don't think they're that useful to us because they're really not comparable. I mean, our property is pretty unique. So, we can ask for that just to do our due diligence, you know. I can do that.
Yeah, that's good. I think that'd be good. A couple comps that we can use to inform and then any kind of index, and then we can just have a discussion about it and put it on the agenda as an item to vote
okay.
On.
Okie dokie. Is that
Thank
the
you.
Only thing we would need before the meeting in May?
Yeah.
Okay.
I take care of the other stuff, the assessment analysis.
Is that that's a third party then, or a subcontractor?
Yeah, so we've been last several years we've used GSI. They kind of already have it in their system, so it's getting quicker and quicker. It's just it's the overlay, you know, of the elevation fee, if you will, is just the and then around Airpark and then the city. If any of the lots get subdivided or changed, there's all the new lots will have a, you know, a new designation, a new elevation and all that stuff. So they capture all that for us. Otherwise, it'd take you forever to try to figure all that out.
You remind me in April what it means under events happening. It says Columbia County roster of members is sent to drainage districts. What is
Yeah, that's usually when we get the they send us an Excel file, but they've been getting really good lately. We got ours all the way back in February. I had it prior to the actual landowner meet
Oh,
with
that's our list of landowner members. Okay,
correct. Yeah.
sorry.
They call it a roster. It's
Might be sleep deprived.
a
Okay.
list of members. So
Well, and then one question about June's meeting while we're looking at this. For the budget, did we, well, not we, but did you present a draft, like rough draft budget in May for review and comment with the expectation that we would have it reviewed and comments addressed by June so we can approve it? Or do we review it and in draft form in June and then just approve it at the meeting?
Good question.
I'd have to look.
Because May says begin budget review, and I thought that you, at least you and I, and I thought that we had you'd maybe sent it to the board
Rough
before
for
the May meeting for
discussion.
like a
Was this
rough
in
first
lieu
draft.
of us trying to have a special
But
meeting? Because in the
yeah, 2
past, I
years
think we've
ago.
had, yeah, I think you're right, Rob.
And I can do that. Well, it's kind of a budget slash statement of cash flows and other stuff because we have to capture the loan payment, which is not a which won't be on the P&L. So I bring that in. So it's kind of a hybrid budget statement of cash flows.
Well, if it fits in your schedule, I think it'd be awesome to have it by the May meeting. And if it doesn't, we can always do a special meeting in June, you know, or end of May or first of June prior to the. I just don't want to spend too much time on the June, you know, monthly board of directors meeting. You know,
Hashing
just
it out.
going, yeah, hashing it out, just going in there and approving it or with changes or maybe a light discussion, but.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to do that. That'll work.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think that is how we did it last year. You're right.
Everybody yells at me when we have a special meeting. I try to avoid them, especially Chase. This kid's got sports.
Oh, man.
So much. It is so hard right now with wet
Yeah.
baseball fields.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I
Anyway.
can't wait to
Okay.
practice it.
You want to throw the
Astonished.
agenda back up, buddy? I closed out of mine. Okay, review of action items, master calendar. Okay, especially for your new folks, do you guys have any more, any public comment, anything you guys want to say, or anybody else have any public comment before we adjourn? Okay, hearing none, it's 6:36. Thanks for everybody's time tonight, and we will see you next month.
Bob raised his hand.
Oh, sorry, Bob, go ahead.
I just want to say, as a veteran grammar Nazi, that Karen's doing a great job.
Yeah, perfect. I second
Oh
that
my gosh.
motion.
Good. Yay. Let's hear it for accurate punctuation.
Yeah. Can we get a round of applause for Miss Kessie, please, everybody,
Yes.
before we adjourn?
Good job, Rob.
While you're on camera, just so we can see how red you turn.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a great night.
Thank you, Chase.
Yep.